Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Cadence Minerals has signed an offtake agreement in regard to its Amapa iron ore project in Brazil. This particular offtake will help fund the restart of the Azteca plant. So Kieran Morzaria is the man in charge at Cadence. He joins us now. Hello, Kieran.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you? You've just signed this offtake. You must be feeling pretty good.
It's a meaningful step for Cadence and our joint venture in the Amapa iron ore project. So as you just mentioned, we've executed the offtake agreement, and so the full funding for Azteca restart is now secured, and we have a clear and fully licensed route towards first production. So this moves us from what we've been talking about beforehand, from preparation into delivery. So we don't need any further equity to bring the Azteca online. And once it is in production, it becomes our first cash flow generator, while also accelerating the wider Amapa development. And it's a pivotal moment for the project. And for me, it's a visible value inflection for the point of the shareholders.
I mean, it is a big stepping stone for the company, isn't it? It really sort of sets you on your way. Let's just have a quick sort of refresh of the numbers. How much is the offtake amount for, and what sort of production are you expecting to get out of this plant?
So the offtake amount is for $4.6 million. A proportion of it is for licensing, so around $1 million is to get our licensing done, which is the mine installation license. Critically, that license is actually to build the whole mine, but we're getting the license for the Azteca plant included in that. And then after that, the rest of the capital is for the construction, which is another $2 million. And then there's about $1 million or so at the end for working capital. So it's for working capital to make the first shipment of material. So it's a $4.6 million financing, of which Cadence has contributed around $400,000. So it hasn't been a big contribution by Cadence, but it gets its return on that. So it's not just an equity investment. We actually get our money back on that, plus around a 70% IRR. So yeah, it's a critical point for us. That funding gets us moving forward into production of around the 400,000 tons per annum of 65% iron ore, so a higher quality iron ore or pellet feed.
And so what happens now in terms of the timing?
Yeah, so timeline for us is now we've got the finance. It's the installation licenses in relation to the mine, the tailings storage facility licenses, the refurbishment of the Azteca plant, the commissioning, and then it's revenue. So the target window, is around 7 months from now to the first sales, being we'll have about 4 months of licensing and approval of licensing, 3 months of installation and commissioning, and then we're into production. So we're basically now transitioning from our planning phase to execution.
So just tell us a little bit about what it is you'll be producing then. I mean, there's a huge resource at Amapa, but this is a sort of smaller component of the overall project, isn't it? What's the feed that's going to go into Azteca?
So critical, as you rightly point, I mean, there's a 15, million, just sub 300 million tons worth of resources reserves. What this is actually processing partly processed material that had previously been went through the processing plant. In essence, it's before the plant went through the reverse flotation, it was delivering to this reverse flotation around a as we've seen with our results, 55, 56% material to this reverse flotation. The reverse flotation then upgrades that to would have upgraded it to a 65. We're taking that material, which we think there's ineffectively a probably at the moment around 1 million tons of material after being processed, so 1 million tons of product. We're putting it through a mag set, well, a screen, a mag separation circuit, and a basically some spirals, and that will then take us to a 65% iron ore content. This Azteca plant previously used to process tailings of a much lower grade, sort of 50, 51%. But of course, with a higher feed, we'll get a higher recovery.
So it seems to me that then that this is a stepping point or stepping stone in terms of delivering cash flow into the company for your subsequent development of Amapa down the line. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is exactly that. Many companies sort of sit here and they have to do a definitive, they've gone through all the development parts and they have to go through a DFS. DFSs can be expensive. This is probably the worst time to raise capital in relation to a company. So we looked at it and starting at the beginning of the year, looks at ways how we could mitigate that. And obviously that also provides a talking point and a revenue to cash flow. So Azteca generates the first revenue, and then after that, the map expansion follows. So the early cash flow that we get from Azteca, of course, it has to pay back the prepay, which should occur within the first 9 months of production. Then we can utilize that free cash flow to support the DFS and any working capital that's ongoing at the Mapa mine. You've got to remember that unlike a greenfield site where you can, you've got a greenfield, you don't have to do much for it apart from maintain your licenses. This is a large, it's got a railway, a port, and a very large plant, which all needs to be monitored. You need to check on the its environmental compliance, make sure people are not thieving. You have to have security. So that has an ongoing cost. And this project, Azteca, funds both that working capital, supports the DFS, and also, if we do get this margin, let's say iron ore Fe65 is sitting at around $120. With that sort of level of margin, we could have, in fact, capital to contribute to the equity part of the development of the larger 5.5 million tons per annum DR grade project, the larger Amapa project. So, yeah, it is part of this a way to mitigate dilution to both Cadence shareholders and the asset base. And importantly, it de-risks this substantially. Firstly, we get the licenses. Secondly, it shows that the operator and us as Cadence, as being part of the JV, can operate in that environment, can operate in a state which at the moment doesn't have mining, but historically has, recruit the right people, execute and have good social relations with the local state and municipalities and the residents, and execute what will be initially a small project trucking the material to the port.
So, as you just alluded to there, Kieran, it really is a key moment in demonstrating that you will be able to, you can and you will be able to operate on the ground there and deliver value out of the project.
Yeah, absolutely. That's key. It's key. For us, it's near-term production, real revenue visibility, risk reduction by being able to operate and getting the licenses. That has a compounding aspect to the asset value, and also delivering to what we've been talking about since probably May, and which we have done, and to our milestones.
So just before we close it out then, let's have a quick word about the wider context in which you're operating. What are your thoughts about the iron ore environment, pricing wise, and the sort of general markets in terms of mining and mining investment equities? I mean, I'm thinking partly of the fact that your share price has just about doubled over the last 6 months, which is a nice thing to see. So there is some life in this sector, isn't there? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, there is. I think in particular, it started to really become far more positive at the tail end of summer this year. And we've continued to see that. We've seen capital raises, we've seen improvements across the resource sector and pricing. I'm being commodity agnostic here. You're actually seeing, lithium pricing increasing. So we've had investments in projects like that, which has been in the doldrums for a very long time. And of course, gold price and copper, all of those commodities sort of fit into the one, effectively the new energy metals. So I think the market's been doing very well, and that's both in Australia, TSX, and AIM in particular. And that's also a reflection of generally the London Stock Exchange, which has performed better than other exchanges around the world because of its undervaluation. And I think, like Cadence, there are many other undervalued companies that are in resource sector on the UK market. As to iron ore, well, I think the biggest drivers, and I've said this beforehand with iron ore, is the Indian market now, their expansion. I don't know if you've seen some recent articles, their real need for steel. So they're looking to become the second largest producer of steel next to Japan. China is pretty stable, but the growth is going to come from places that are not China, that is not China. The Indonesia, India and places like that, that's where we'll see some growth. And for the project as a whole, the DR grey product represents a premium and a market with a lower carbon footprint that we can access by producing that product. So, in summation, yes, the equity markets are improving. I think that's a realization that we do need these assets, we do need these resources, whether it be just day-to-day living or the energy transition. And for iron ore, the market has been steady, and I see growth mostly in places like India and Indonesia.
Yeah, interesting times indeed. So finally, just to close it out and bring it back to Cadence, perhaps you could give us a very quick recap, Kieran, on the likely news flow that we can expect from the company in the coming months.
Yeah, for us, it's going to be clear. There's three major pieces of news that we can see from what we've been talking about. The first is the grant of any installation or licenses in relation to the Sirteca plant and the broader Amapa mine. The installation and sorry, the construction and the commissioning and the progress through that. And lastly, first production and shipping. We'll of course keep the market informed along the way. We're not just going to be doing like three announcements, but as we progress through each of these things, we want to keep the market fully informed. But if I were just to say in sort of a real simple sort of close out, in simple terms, we're funded, we're executed, and we're on our way to production. Asteca delivers the near-term cash flow, Amapa as a project delivers the scale, and each milestone we get through there strengthens our value. So the restart has moved from a concept that we started at the beginning of this year to delivery. And we really intend to prove that over the next 7 months through our actions, getting this plant into production.
Kieran, congratulations on the offtake deal and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.